Good morning, this is Brooke and Zara with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, two people have been killed in a light plane crash in Finch Haddon, inland from Mackay, on Saturday. Police were alerted at about 9:30 on Saturday morning, with a member of the public reporting they saw the aircraft crash into a mountain. On Sunday, ground crews were still working to retrieve the aircraft, which is situated in difficult terrain. A 73-year-old man and a 75-year-old woman are believed to have been on board the aircraft and are not expected to have survived the crash.
The Royal Fire Brigade Associate Chief has warned Queensland is currently in the midst of its worst fire season in 75 years. Queensland firefighters have battled more than 400 bushfires in the past week, and it is estimated that at least 250 millimetres of prolonged rain is needed to ease the danger. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced that additional fire services from Interstate will arrive in Queensland today to assist in fighting the 63 fires that are still burning.
In national news, Australia's rental vacancy rate has hit a record low, according to a new report by PopTrack. The data indicates the number of new rental listings declined 5.7% in the year to September, with the fewest new listings in September for more than a decade. Currently, the national vacancy rate is at 1.1%, according to the report, with prices continuing to increase as a result of limited supply and high demand.
New data released by the Australian Automobile Association reveals the national road toll has increased by 4.6% since last year. The data shows 1,240 people have died on Australian roads in the 12 months to September this year, and more than 100 people were hospitalized every day. The increase is thought to be caused by more people driving after the pandemic, driver behavior, and an uptake in SUVs, which are safer for the occupants but more dangerous for other vehicles on the road.
In international news, Palestinian officials say that Israel's three-week bombing of Gaza has destroyed 46% of the region's residential apartments, with 12 hospitals and 46 primary healthcare clinics in Gaza closed due to bombing or lack of fuel. Apart from a small number of trucks, no food, water, medicine or fuel has entered Gaza since Israel imposed a complete blockade 3 weeks ago. Gaza's communications have now returned after all phone and internet services were cut off over the weekend. The Israeli military has reported this morning that its two-week-old Gaza evacuation call is now urgent, with reports air raids have begun targeting Al-Quds Hospital in northern Gaza.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be